Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to just like the Lord gave me a prophetic word for the nation on the 3rd of March 2019, saying, God has given me a word for the church tonight. I have a specified prophetical message. We don't want to joke with it, but you tune in. It's going to be very, very, very straight. Short, we are on our way. I would drop it as it is. Go process it yourself. It is not a service. It is not a service to excite you. It is not a service to enthuse you. It will not be a service that will make you feel like menace or mawawa. No, this is not that night. Tianye, it's going to be a straightforward, belligerent night. I'm speaking to the house of God. I'm speaking to a church, the body of Christ that has gone haywire, divergent, and gone out of their route and out of their way. I'm speaking to the falcon, the bird, who cannot hear the falconer, the trainer of the bird. Tianye, that is why I called out the names of peoples and agree me here. They are waiting to log on. Ah, by the grace of God, the Lord has given me some little influence. And the influence, you know, I tell people sometimes when people do this Facebook live thing, they can engage like 2-3 people watching at a time. God has given me immense influence. That if I will log on, the number of people that follow at a time, I don't want to mention the figures. You know it. The point is, if Obi Nunya has an opportunity, but what are you saying? If God have not spoken, we don't have a word. If God speaks, then you will hear us, and you will hear us very loud because God is speaking. That is why I have intentionally, you know, when we log on, they can join us. Tonight, I will be speaking to the church specifically and intermittently deal with some of the things that concerns national issues also. But we want to deal with the pulpit to the pew. We want to deal with the ecclesia, the church. TNA, we will want to speak because we are like black stars, a team. The coach is sitting on the bench. Who is God? And he is watching. And I think that the coach is very disappointed at this moment. Very, very disappointed. The coach is disappointed at this very time. That is why tonight we will not be missing words. The coach is not excited or enthused. Now, it's a lie. That is why God is saying tonight, let's purge ourselves. We have a purging to do and a purging to make tonight in this place. Therefore, we are not going to be joking. See, today, I will not be addressing you as a bishop, as a prophet, master prophet, major prophet one. I won't address you as that. If you claim to belong to God, then you are a Christian. And I'm only addressing the Christians. Before God, there is nobody holding any position. Near Christopher Bekasa. Matthias here. You have gone astray out of the way of the Lord. Therefore, if there is anything that I will start telling the church, come back to line. Come back to the lane. You are out of order. God sent me here tonight. I'm telling everybody watching on Facebook and on television, you better pick up that phone and call your pastor and tell them, tonight God has a specific, unique, precise, concise word for you. We're going to read few sentences of scripture to you. Right after that, we will sit. As far as you know, we are giving God nausea symptoms. He feels like spewing us out. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that this is not the first time that God speaks like this and feels like vomiting out. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, the church that is not hot, neither cold. In Revelation chapter 3, he said, I wish you were either hot or I wish you were either cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Read that word. Revelation chapter 3, the letter to the church of Sardis. Read it to my hearing. Let's work.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 15.
The Bible said,
I know thy works. That thou art neither cold.
You are neither cold
nor hot.
Nor hot.
I will wax cold.
I wish you were either hot, cold
or hot.
Or hot.
So then, because thou art lukewarm.
So then, because you are lukewarm,
and neither cold nor hot,
you are neither cold or hot,
I will spew you.
I will spew you
out of my mouth.
Out of my mouth. In other words, our reputation, our standing is in the mouth of God. And God is saying, if you are neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. They don't walk anyhow. There is a prescription of who a Christian is. And it's taking us astray. We are backslidden as a church. The body of Christ has backslidden. I would want to talk to you tonight when I look at these instrumentalists that have invaded the modern day church, and I look at their lifestyle as if they want to help the church needing their help, and they come with all kinds of lifestyles they pick up in the well, and they come to bring it into the house of God. They impregnate church girls. They have all kinds of promiscuous relationship with church girls, and nobody talks about it because the church is a damp dog. Damp dog. I want to talk to you tonight, somewhere very brief. It's 7:30 right now, 8:30 exactly. I'm on my way home, and I want to let everybody get it clearly. We are not joking. Daniel, you will never escape the judgment of God if you neglect so great a salvation presented to you. Jesus died a painful death for you to play games with salvation. Daniel! And I don't wait like the church will do until it is Easter and they come talking nonsense. This preaching must be preached every day, every time. It must be preached every week. The Christ, the cross must be preached all the time. Every month, every year, we have to preach it 24/7. We have to let you know that he died for you. Daniel! And because the church is not trainable, we are not pastorable. You know, we have lost training. We have lost pastoring care or pastoral care. We want to talk to you and give you training in righteousness. Training in righteousness, that a man of God will be thoroughly finished, prepared unto every good work. When you preach, many payade for the faith. Kenya mi ajini na diya chiroma. When you preach, many pa, you know, give big offering or small offering. You want to give, give. You don't want to give, take it home. It's your own prerogative. This is not pride. It's straight talk. We're talking to you straight. We're getting it straight to you. You have been, deceived and seduced and manipulated for a very long time that when you see the truth, you feel like, who is this harsh person? Who is this one who doesn't even talk like a pastor? How do you want to talk as a, I am not a pastor. I am an end time prophet. I have a message for the church tonight. I bring a word from the Lord. I bring a word. I bring a word from the Lord. Straight word from God. I'm speaking to people who want to go to heaven. I'm only talking to people who want to make it to heaven. Anybody who doesn't have heaven as their agenda, you are not the person I'm talking to tonight. I only want to talk to the people who really and truly and readily want to make it to heaven. They are the only people I'm talking to tonight. Speak in the mind and the heart of God. Really? Kindly.
Because thou said, I am rich and increased with goods.
You said, I'm rich and I've increased in goods.
And have need of nothing.
And that I have need of nothing.
And knowest not that thou art wretched.
You don't know that thou art
wretched.
Wretched.
And miserable.
Miserable.
And poor.
Poor.
And blind.
Blind.
And naked.
Naked. God is talking to his church. Jesus is speaking to his own church. Purchased and bought with the blood of the Lamb. He is speaking to his own church. He said, you don't know you are.
You are.
Wretched.
Wretched. Miserable.
Miserable.
Poor.
Poor.
Blind.
Blind.
And naked.
Hey, the church is blind and wretched and miserable and poor. Tell me, you are wretched.
You are wretched, miserable.
Miserable.
Poor.
And Yamingwangwa, the church is miserable there. We want to talk to the house of God. The mess we have created. Look at how Jesus explained it. Read it.
Thou art wretched.
Thou art wretched.
Miserable.
Miserable.
Poor.
Poor.
Blind.
Blind.
And naked.
There is no body who have to tell me the church is blind. Blind! To the point that now they jump around with secular music in church. And I'm telling you, whoever's music you use are a curse. Whoever is singing it is cursed. You cannot defile the altar of God. You can't do it. And that is why I want to talk to our gospel musicians. I don't care who you take inspiration from. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we do not revere anybody. Don't bring anymophobia to the altar of God. We will tell them, as it is, God has raised people who were supposed to be gatekeepers. And they were telling everybody in this place, if today you call yourself a Christian, there is a responsibility that Jesus Christ expects from you. He does not just expect us to come and we treat him like Santa Claus or some Father Christmas and he, give me Lord, give me Lord, give me Lord. I need a husband. I need a wife. I need a car. If you don't give me, I will stop and then I will go to Antuanyama. You better be going because God does not work according to your terms. He works according to his sovereignty. And you won't in your members is an answer. And you won't brim. You have become rebellious. No wonder you are blind to the point that now lottery numbers is in church. You are blind to the point that Freemasons are now in our pulpits. Occults are now in our pulpits. God is telling me to tell the Christians, take your place and let your blindness fall from your scale. The scales of your blindness fall from your eyes. You are wretched. You are poor. You are, come on, sir, let's work.
Miserable.
You are miserable.
Poor.
Poor.
Blind.
Blind.
Naked.
Naked. No wonder the church is not affecting people. Yeah, Baba, Mama, sorry. I came to serve the Lord and I give all myself to Jesus. I serve in the house of God. How is it that somebody come to the church and wants to exploit me? How? This is exactly what Phinehas and Hophni, the sons of Eli, this was exactly what they did and brought the punishment of the Lord upon their lives. The Bible said they took the holy utensils and they exploited them. They polluted the holy vessels and their father, who is the priest, did not talk about it. God is not even angered about the sin they committed, but about their father who refused to rebuke them. The church is in sin and nobody wants to rebuke it. Nobody! They feel like if I rebuke it, they will insult me. This afternoon, CACI television, they interviewed me. And then they asked me, how do you feel when you are insulted? I said, I was born in insults. I learned how to speak from Abeka Zungu with insults. Our first terminology that came out is Namarika. Anturua. These were the words we learn language. How do I feel when I am insulted? I don't feel anything. Now that I have the Holy Ghost, don't even bring your madness to the church of God. We defend the name of Jesus to death with our lives. We defend the word of God, the word of God, the name of the Lord. We defend it with all our lives. Insult the anonymity. Do I look like a dadaba preacher to you? This is a campy one. We are not joking. We are Zongo boys. Zongo boys. I'm telling all the bloggers. This is not one of the bolo people you deal with. This is campy daddy machine. What are you talking about? We didn't come here to do wing us and the four preachers now. I'm a Zongo boy. I'm an Accra boy. I understand the terrain. And I'm now a born again Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. I speak for Jesus. I speak for God. I speak for Almighty God. I defend the name of the... What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm telling you, these are not cowards. These are not cowardized voices. We speak for the Lord. The Lord didn't make a mistake bringing some of us to the fore. The church needs voices like this now. Somebody that will rebuke you out of your backsliding. Because you have backslided. I'm telling you. You backslided together with your leaders, your preachers, your prophets. And you need to come back to Jesus. He will not cast you away. He is telling me to tell you. Turn back. Actually, Psalm 4. Turn back. You have sinned and defiled the holy things and the holy garments and the holy apparel. Turn back. You better turn back. I'm talking to you tonight. You better turn back. We are not joking. In Nepal church, a church that was a place where people go to pray. Now people come to church and they come to see Kaba styles. They come to church and they come to chase girls. They come to church. They come to chase people's husbands. They come to church and go come to see old alumni of Achimota school. Give us a blood. My house shall be called the house of prayer. You have turned it into the den of thieves. Look at the way at first you used to pray. Now you want us to pray for you. Look at how strong you were. You used to go to Achimota Fadama Park all by yourself. Now you call every prophet and every preacher on the radio to pray for you. Look at how you have fallen. The great Babylon, which is you, have fallen. Babylon, I hear say. What she has said? Sorry. Actually, some for come a primo and he has so sense in for no monsign. I'm telling you, Eddie and Anka, who sure would have. Telephone, you don't answer it. I went to Kolebu many years ago going to pray for Justin, who is now a medical doctor in the United Kingdom. The boy, you know, whose mother was one of my team members, you know, was a sickle cell patient, was admitted at Kolebu Teaching Hospital. We were throughout that night in Kolebu praying for his survival because he was in the balance, life and death. And then he said he needed blood. We went to the blood bank and got blood for Justin. You will not believe, ladies and gentlemen, when we brought the blood, now we are reporting to the place where they need to take the blood and administer it to Justin. We knocked on the thing. It was 4:30 in the morning. We knocked on the thing and the nurse was praying. I could see her praying in the cubicle. And so she woke up and said, and just made a gesture sign to me. Mirini. And as I brought the blood, the nurse refused to talk because she is talking to God. I learned that art. I said, if I have not spoken to heaven, I don't speak to any human being. Even Anas is telling the preacher, can't you see I'm praying? If she was a Muslim, will you go to interrupt? You will never interrupt because he will be, you know, pray. And you don't interrupt. How do you come to interrupt me? The church now can marry anybody. They don't care whether he's an Hare Krishna, a Muslim, whether he's a Buddhist, whether he's Pusun Sumni. They don't care. Church girls are now desperate for even people's husbands. People's husbands. Desperate people. But the Muslim girls are never desperate. They believe. They are beautiful, articulate, and smart. If you love them, you will have to become a Muslim to marry them. The church girls are so weak. They don't even know what they want. They don't even know what they want. They can't even quote their price. That is why they would take off their pants and get themselves impregnated. And then they go to abort it and still come back to the church and join the choir, the protocol, the singers, and the prayer warriors. And that is why our prayers are weak. It does not penetrate into the heavens. And that is why the miraculous and the supernatural have left the church. Everything we see now is carnality and fabrication and fixation. That is what we see. Tell me that you were sick, but whilst you are not sick, and somebody comes and says, I was blind, but he was never blind. And we fabricate all these kind of things just to win people's hearts and just win people's hearts and just to let people know that we are powerful. So the more the people, the more the money. But ladies and gentlemen, God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also he shall reap. Let me tell the church before we go to the scripture for tonight. Whatever you are doing, I'm talking to the body of Christ now. All the divorce going on in the church, God will judge. I'm telling you, you better hear this. People can boldly divorce you and boldly remarry somebody in the church, and there is nothing wrong with it, because the preachers do it. And so if the parishioners do it, why can you even say anything? They don't have the audacity and the vigor and rigor and the boisterousness to rebuke it, because they're doing it. I'm telling you, the fact that anybody divorced doesn't mean it's right. I am telling you, the word of God is the word of God. Say that with me. The word of God is the word of... Say it for the last time. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. God says, I hate divorce. And so in the next love talk, we will be talking to you and tell you, wouldn't say, wouldn't you mean marry? And what now we're dealing with, until death do you part. Don't waste your time. Let alone go waste anybody's time. Marriage is too serious. Too serious. The preacher divorces Mama Rita and goes to marry Mahabu Atima, and then divorces Mahabu Atima in 2 years' time and go marry Akos. So in 4 years, that church have changed as of Mahame 4. That is the kind of church you have now. And they have the boldness to tell us God is speaking to them. Oh, my Lord. Sit on the throne. They have the nerve to tell us that the Lord gave them a song. They have the audacity. I'm telling you, you're careful. In fact, power here. We be to me, I'm an archangel. Haven't you heard that Akramai, the dogs, and this is how God refers to your false prophets, and not only false prophets, false teachers, and false teachings, and false churches. Revelation 22:15. Revelation 22:15. This is my tree dictionary. I bought it from Menchia Palace. Yeah. And I study it seriously. All the words that I speak in Akan, I make sure that I speak them in context and not out of context. Not just use words. I study it carefully. Words. I'm a student of etymology. I study words. Revelation chapter 22 verse 15. King, I'm going to you.
For without are
the dogs.
And sorcerers. And whoremongers. And murderers.
And idolaters.
And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
My God. King, are you between mom and tea? What's
it? 15. Now, na
kronachi na krama no ewo
ni adutufo
ani adutufo
ni nyamafo
ani nyama wo wonse wanka adwamafo enyamai ahudu na obudini ko
ni awudifo
ani awudifo
ni abosonsonfo
ani abosonsonfo
ni wona wo pa atro
ana wo pa atro
na wo die nyina wo
ho no mu na iku. You know, this morning I wanted us to read a very interesting revelation that we went in. It is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1 to 6. Because I just have enough and obey. And then a church that used to pray, prayer authorities. Because they are addicts of phones and devices. Addicted. Let me take your phone from you for just 2 weeks. Hey, 2 weeks without a phone. 2 weeks without logging on. I know people, they have smartphones, they have internet. But 1 week, they have not even switched to the internet before. And my wife is one. You can send her a message. She won't see the message until 1 week. Somebody can celebrate the birthday on the platform. By the time she also sends a birthday message, it's past 1 week. There are also others that are too addicted. They sleep with their phone. The phone is just next to them. The moment they wake up, they take it. And they start surfing. And if you check, the places that where they frequently go is Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter. They don't joke with it. And they are on addicted. Why can't we be this addicted to our Bibles? How come we cannot be this addicted to the Word of God? Come on! Let's have some Bible addicts. Prayer addicts. Holy Ghost addicts. Waiting upon the Lord addicts. Fasting addicts. Addicts of fasting. This morning when I took on my wristwatch, I said to my wife, watch, you know, it is at the last hole, but I can feel it is loose. Well, he said, because you are fasting. And I said, this is not too much fast. This six to whatever is not fast. When I say fasting, I'm talking about 3 weeks dry. 4 weeks dry! You will appear like a refugee. These days, the church don't fast that kind of fast anymore. I suffer for aye doshe doshe. Aye say kitty kitty. Pim 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 pim. That is what we have. What did Tiaye toshe toshe? Because when you say Nami, that's why he said in Jeremiah 10, was an I have for another more on your radio chida quang. And to 1 year, 1 year, I done more. Jeremiah 10:21.
Now, I shall follow Daniel Jimmy for.
I shall follow ya Daniel Jimmy for.
No, Mr. Radia Chief.
Mr. Radia Chief.
And unto where ni?
Dear Nia, ye Nia. Time brought from him to Jeremiah chapter number
10:21.
I shall follow. Yeah, for Daniel Jimmy for. Dear ye. The time is, you know. Building up, I'm going to just be wrapping up and go to my member. Will you can come into?
For the pastors have become brutal.
The pastors! Here, he is not missing words. At least three in India, what can I have for? Who bet to me articulate, I have for to any kind of office or portfolio whatsoever. Here, he is saying that the pastors have become brutish.
And have not sought the Lord.
And they don't seek God.
Therefore, they shall not They shall not prosper.
They don't prosper.
And all their flocks shall be scattered.
Yeah! And that is why the flocks scatter. They go to places where they don't need to go. That is why the flocks. There are people in church who still go to the shrines. There are people in church who will call the malams and call the fetish priests. And say, me here more. Now, what do you care? And so I want to come see you and then we see what the Lord can do for us. You're talking to a fetish priest who don't even know how to bath. who don't know how to take a daily bath. Yeah! And you want help from them. The Bible said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. He who made the heaven and the earth. The people now don't seek this God. They have turned astray and gone their ways. Tear the earth! Willie, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1.
Therefore, seeing
verse number 1 to 6. Read.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry.
We have this ministry.
As we have received mercy, we faint not.
All right. Read.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Well, see, we have not renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Read the word.
Not walking in craftiness.
Not walking in craftiness.
Nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
Yeah! We don't handle the word of God deceitfully. Read.
But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
Or see, by the manifestation of truth,
commending ourselves. Yeah!
The commodity that is lost from the church, truth. Lucre! It's gone. And we believe in a lie. Lies! That's what the people want. Lies! Fabricated lies. Really, that's what they believe. Read the word.
But by the manifestation of the truth.
The Bible said, by the manifestation of the truth.
Commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
Here, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience.
In the sight of God.
In the sight. Now is in the sight of God. The sight of God. Don't lose focus of that. Is in the sight of God. It's in the sight of God. It's in the sight of God. And you fabricate a receipt and take it. You know, when I sit back and I look at when people in abroad, people in London, people in America, people in Europe, they tell the Home Office and the immigration people that their father is their husband, their mother is their wife, and all that just to get immigration papers. I wonder what God sits in heaven and how he sees the whole situation, because all this is in the sight of God. Sight of God. I wonder what our gospel musicians feel when they are sleeping with women who are not their wives and sleeping with men who are not their husbands in the sight of God, and still take up the microphone and go like, lelele ma anta, shut up, shut up, shut up, inshuru, inshuru, shut up, shut up, because your music is as useless as Michael Jackson's. It doesn't touch anybody. I wonder what the preachers, how they feel when they take the girls to the hotels and come back to the pulpit. I wonder how they feel. You can't sleep with girls who are not your spouses and stand on this altar. Teach them! Munti mi mama nsem. Samu ye jaman fuwa. Tiani ye! Praise the Lord. King Kanchi.
Yainti. Say what's asumi. Nyankopon mo bro hununti.
Pacho Kanchi fi asem.
Nyankopon kase.
Wo nyame kase e bo ene e bo no sa no ko.
Yainti say what's asumi. Nyankopon mo bro hununti. Yempaba.
Yempaba.
Nemo mi apo ene wudi e hinta.
Yapo ene wudi e hinta. Adie bia ye hinta pacho munti ni. Yapo. Don't tell me they offered you money for sex. Yapo. Omo de beba, but we eschew it. We don't want to see it. They will offer you all kinds of offers. But have renounced
the hidden.
We renounce it. They will offer. Sleep with me, I'll give you the job. We renounce it. Yeah, pop. And new word dear in Takambabrun. We don't walk in dishonesty. We do not walk in disloyalty. So many people are so disloyal to their pastors, to their bosses, to their superiors, and they don't know that their wives were going to be disloyal to them. Their children were going to be disloyal to them. It is a chain of command. What you throw to the wall, it comes back to you. And that is what Jesus said. What you wish others do to you, do likewise for them. We are talking the heart and the word of God. tonight in this place. We are disseminating it to every so-called Christian all over the world. We want the children of God to know they cannot embrace evil and still remain in the house of God and maintain the dominion which makes them children of God. That is why they've lost power. No anointing. Their services are dry. People still have diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis. People have strokes and they still call themselves children of God. Something is very, very wrong. If you have faith like the mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and be ye cast into the sea, and there shall obey. So how come you have blood pressure? Why do you take all the diabetic or diabetes medication before you can sleep? Why are you on antiretroviral drugs for HIV/AIDS? I'm asking you, if you say you are a child of God, then the blood of Jesus cleanses and brings healing to the person that is sick. You have become toothless and powerless and helpless, and you still call yourself a Christian. Will you kind?
And I say,
young friend, you're a Tina, how about now? Some now you're concentrated. It is a juice, you know, you're frimono. Yahano, young friend, you're the shigu crew, and why is it no? Pianio! Are you concentrated? It's concentrate. That's how you know. One no more power. One no more fans say, oh, good day. You're mouth cut back up. I would have the issue. Had you bet you near Ben, you know, with two moon, I'll be your crew. That is the same thing. When we give you the concentrated word, every unwholesome thing within you, lasciviousness, lies, slander, malice, by the morning it will be in the water closet. The word is concentrate. When you come to Alabaster, and this is what must happen in Church of Pentecost, Apostolic, CAC. This is what must happen to Baptists, in the Catholic Church, in the Presbyterian Church, in the Methodist Church. Tiania, you done ukredia, and yani sawa sofo, omoshe kaso kwechi, edi bone. Sister Bako, are you printing? Call Methodist sofo office. And lock the door. And then the lady is saying, Papa, what are you doing? She said, you know, please. Just one, okay, please. Please. Ah! We need to fear! Open your open wamu and you tune to me a year. An unbelievable. Papa Sofo is on his knees. I do a barco pe barco. I'm a barco pe. Hey, muya Jimmy. Moye Jimmy Papa. Tianiye! But I hear it TV. Sister Nancy, no. Bepo, I renounce it. Come and see by force. Kikri, 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 kikri. Oh, you are over 60 years. What be you? Kwani shiz off was no other form. Be a punono and God out. And you expect me to come and sit back in church and sing hymn number 345? I want to go to heaven. I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it with Jesus. And that is why they don't like Kofitro. They don't like this voice. They don't like any of our programs. But unfortunately for them, God is making it bigger and greater and wider, whether you like it or not. As we speak on the internet right now, we have not less than 1,200 people watching at a time on Facebook right now. And the reach is just there. We came to two services. Look at the sitting tonight in the evening, Sunday night, the next day we're going to work. This cannot be Kofidru. This can only be God. God! So I don't care how you hate it. Faithful is our God. He keeps lifting it up. He keeps taking it higher. He keeps taking it higher and higher. Will you read the word? Say a sampano eswakata. Emma won wa wo ni ajira ana wo ni efra
ko mo na wi ase nya me efra won a won ni no adwene ni na Christo a won yakopon su ban no ni mo nya ma
sapa o se wi ase nya me na efra wan ye ni
won ni ni no adwene ni
wo wa enye ni ye ken ni no ye fra wa twen eni pia wo pia who doesn't want truth like this? There is something in your life that God does not want. And that is why you don't want to hear truth like this. Will you come to
you? Here!
We don't preach about ourselves. We preach about the Christ, Savior of the world. We preach Jesus, the light of the world. We preach Jesus, the healer and the deliverer. We preach the Christ who brings the unction and the oil to the people. We preach the Christ, the Christ, the word, the truth, the life. We preach the Christ. Preach Christ. Kenya may have somewhere, I was here. And I'm a call Canada and I'm a call to Louis Vuitton back. What do we care about you? At the end of Jennifer, you pay Christ or no one somewhere tea. Maybe I turn out my family Bible and can you want some crutch? Yes, and I may pen and want some. You know, Willie, when we read this, it just reminded me of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 6. This morning we read it, and I want us to quickly do some connection. And then we are on our way. Let's connect the explorative scripture to the connective scriptures. And then we are going to wrap up and close and go home. Read, I will read English. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Now, I want you to read to us what akoshie is. This is akoshie, and this is the definition. Downwards, up to this place. Read it.
There
be mention akoshie.
Akoshie
means
ehuhudie.
Any affair for some. So let's go check what a huhudie is. This is a huhudie. Read it.
A huhudie. Near a sunim faso.
A dear bia. A sunim faso.
And I won't.
A hana me invite you bia. Tia! A hey na me person. Ubia! A friend who Christian is sort of trabasa. A son the Methodist Anglican. See us in umnia. A hey! Na me person who tea ni. We call a huhudie.
Near a sunim faso.
Or say a dear a sunim faso.
And I won't.
A dear, a win here.
Near yet, who would ye?
Oh, Pia! Oh, dear, a soon name for so. And now say a win here. Now, you know, which word is this?
A who for.
A who for. Read it downwards.
Asesafo.
Asansafo.
One hour more, bra, papa.
Oh, Pia! One more, bra, papa.
In fact, one more, a who for.
One more definition of baby, and then it is Barbara Cassie. Oh, Pia! Obo akoshie no oyɛ ehuhuni oyɛ asesani oyɛ sanseni
wana omo brapa
wonwa emo brapa wili asema ye kana ni ashio ehuhuo ye de fri akoshie e de ababe hura ehuhuo e de ko asansa we ye den word asesa womo ebo asesa and asansa is another word tini afei epesaw kan Ephesians fomma Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17 na afei yenko ehuku akoshie obia na kire se adia esunim fasoa ene de ha ose de esunim fasoa ne ehun hia
wona won mobra papa
won won mobra papa
ne oyɛ ehuhudie
ne oyɛ ehuhudie wili lotto cha ya akoshie obi cha lotto oba akoshie bra. All the lotto stickers, all the betting companies in this country, my sons are for and yes, it's for my bosses. Mwamu twa petition na mu ya kushifu. Tianiye, abeka wenyami ajune. Ubia wotong ensa from Bieja, kakai adongo. Mwamu tuntong sa burukutu. All that mu ya kushifu. Tianiye, ah mu ya manimza. Jawamu numbiwa, munu manzani bi. Wo bia wa numbi onusi ye koshini tia I have started heated. I can feel the tension. I can feel the tension now. I want to tell you the heart of God.
Ephesians 4:17.
Read.
This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord.
Listen.
That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
Yeah, don't walk as the Gentiles walk. You said you are born again. You said you are a child of God. You said the Holy Ghost lives in you. You said that you are born again. He is saying, I'm telling you, a big A. There are girls sitting here who are not married but who are on contraceptions. Everybody that lives in promiscuity is a liar, a blatant liar. So after that, will you come pray? La 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 mahasha. Nobody hears that. Not even the demons. Because God will not bless the wicked. I'm speaking the mind of God and the heart of God to God's people.
That ye henceforth not walk as other Gentiles.
Henceforth, you do not walk as the
other Gentiles walk.
The Gentiles walked
in the vanity of their mind. Having their understanding darkened.
Their understandings are darkened.
Being alienated from the life of God.
Yeah. They are alienated from the
life of God.
Light of God.
Through the ignorance that is in them.
Read it.
Because of the blindness of their hearts.
Their hearts are blind. Read.
Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness is akoshie. Akoshibra. Kiga dream in here. If you have some
as I say, we go amanamai ni yeboni.
Amanamai ni yeboni no. As I see you go no. Uzu ye Christo niya. Who be go amanamai bra boni. Yemfan sum Christo. Tia niye. Yemfan sum Christo. Young man, what ya numuji. Nankiye ye wahe nu nyam fongwa. Masturbation is akoshini. Just before we came in, somebody sent me a message from Ashiaman. He said, I've been praying, I fast and pray, but I'm so much addicted to pornography. I said, listen to me. It means that the Holy Spirit doesn't live in you. And if the Holy Spirit does not live in you, you are not born again. Anybody that is born again, automatically Holy Spirit comes to live in you. If the Holy Spirit lives in you, you bear the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit, is self-control. You control yourself. But we have a disciplined mindset because of self. Period. You can have one man in church who have slept with seven girls in the same church. Akoshibra. Then they may catch us. We are Kushini. I want to say Kushini. Tianya, you better repent or you are on your way to hell. I'm telling you the mind of God. The people who died 3 days ago in the accident in Kintampo, I tell you by now, over 60% of them are in hell. Tianya, and that should be concerning to a preacher like me. I have a mandate and an assignment. Mugana for a Kasachemona Masuna Sensene, itino, ye Kenya mia Junichi Monamonso, Mona Muama Quanso. Tiaradia Samoa de Bremanagi. He came with the word of God and the heart of God to God's people. Yamidiagro. Akoshifu, Indian with Yankopa Hindi, Wilkan Brofo, a tree, as I say.
Someone
Nanti
Bio said,
Telling you the heart of God. Why is it getting so tensuous in this place? Who bet you? I could shifwa what them are. When in crofa wo monye. Koshini. Hasan safa mone ma wo monye. Winim seba pana ware. O wa yiri wo man wa bai wo name wa mananyemu. We are koshini. I said, ahini in above. Above. Pornography. Mwa mwa he ibigumufun. I could shifwa. Deception. Can I hold you? You know, verse. But no, King Kambrofo. King Kambrofo. That verse. Which verse is that? Which verse is that? Which verse is that? Quick. We don't have the time. Let's work.
Verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, and as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Yeah! Lust is deceitful. By the time you know, Ogbemi. Yeah! Bemi no bana, Ogbemi. By the time you know, you've slipped into it. And you come tell us, Ilinoni bano, I don't know what came over me. Really? Really? Uye kushini papa. You don't know what came over you? Yeah! Now, let me tell everybody this. Let's read Mark chapter 7, 21. Udra koshi baby akoshi wa jai. Mark 1. Mark 7, 21.
Nipemu.
Nipemu. Wakumemu.
Na
jumboni friba.
Na jumboni
friba.
Akronosem.
Awudisem.
Ayirefasem.
Enibribri.
Emumoye.
Enzisie.
Akoshi.
Nipemu. Na akoshi wa. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Let's read that very quickly. What do you mean? A idea when you're mitchili. A idea when you're mimpe. It is not similar. Or in throughout his word, he has spread it out. Mitchila kushi. Wobia wobaa kushi. When you're careful. When you're mimpe koko. I'm telling you. When people are, come, let me tell you something. When people are of this age, Satan sumo makushi fidi. This age. Satan sumo makushi fidi. They will love worldly songs, yet they come to church. They follow all kinds of worldly people who and call them celebrities. They follow useless things like the Kardashians. This age, I didn't say you, I said your age. Age. Akushibra. This age. Oba asore. Earphone shenason. So I tell the young men who work with me at home, I tell them, when I'm talking to you, take off earphones. When you see me, throw the earphone away. And use the earphone. Because you may think they are listening to the gospel. But akushinyum and they are listening to kum cha kum kum cha kum cha kum kum cha kum cha kum kum cha. You know, and yet they will come and take the communion over akushi. Galatians 5:19. Thank you very much.
Now,
when I'm in kind of
Abosonsom,
Edutuo,
Otani,
Akayo,
Ahoya,
Abufuo,
Apriapiria,
Kunsum, Kunsum,
Papemu,
Itani,
Asabro,
Agobone,
Epacho
Tiehei,
Kain,
Yanom, and I may bomb a coco,
Sadia,
a bomb a coco canino.
Everybody
listen to what I'm saying. So, Pia, well, yes, I may including Akoshi. Onyawo Nyankopon ahiniera. Obia! Oba akoshibra, Onyankopon ahiniera. You shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 6 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse number 9.
And
I said, "When you say one
want
to
know,
when you
are
Akoshieno dia, he doesn't take it out of the picture. It's always in the picture because it's very easy to be Akoshie. Tia, be a kwabru chintu misimbe kubi. And then you went and realized that they didn't go in the right way or not in the right context. I knew people in London who had become prostitutes, but they were married women, and their husbands pushed them into it. Can you believe that? That your husband is telling you to go sell your body and bring the money and let's share. London! In London, I met a man and his sister, one mother, one father, who have impregnated themselves. Brother, sister, from one mother, one father. They were expecting a baby. Tianiye! We were hot and preachers don't talk about it. I went to see this on Reverend Anaya Osafo's program. Anaya Osafo gave me shocking revelations. Reverend Anaya Osafo told me shocking things. He said, here, a mother and her son have two children.
Two!
At least one will be accounted as a mistake.
Two!
Nima amese wo penyemu e ten. Ajine ba ne de mano.
That is why!
This country, you are not progressing. The Bible calls it musuo. Abomination!
Anybody
that goes into that kind of abominable act, it even destroys the land. It even curses the land in which you live in. Look at the description or descriptive definition of akushi. It means that asofu bibri akushifu. Asore mpani fu bibri akushifu. Ekrisu fu bibri akushifu. Tianye! Ulikany, ha?
Read. But you say akushifu.
Read.
Ne merima o ne merimada.
Tu.
Ne ewifu.
Read.
Ne nibrefu. Ne ensabrofu. Ne ntokopefu. Ne emimfu. Read. Ne nyankopo ahini.
Womuna! Will not inherit the kingdom. This is the second time okasa akushifu. Enya winyankopo ahini.
Be careful!
And depart from iniquity. Galatians 5:24. Read 24. English and Greek. 24. Verse 24. Read it. Galatians 5:24.
Now,
when I were Christo, dear,
we are
and then I DMU.
A
DMU.
A
DMU. Nail it to the cross. Read English. Same scripture. Read English.
And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust.
2 Timothy 2:19. Second book of Timothy, the second chapter, the 19th verse. Will it read?
Okay. Nevertheless, the foundation of God.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Having
the seal.
The Lord knoweth them.
God knows them that are his.
And let everyone that knows the name.
This is what I want you to listen to. Start his others, you know.
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Anybody who calls himself or herself a Christian, let them depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. Kanji. Read it again.
But you say, Nyankopon in a soldier open to you, Kransanui,
okay.
A radin in one or any day.
Two.
And then my Obiara or Boyer, I did
not know. Obiara! Obiara, I did in one other.
Home free the antenna.
On Chino, home free the antenna. Hey, Willie, this is serious. The scripture we started this morning with, let's end with it. 3 John chapter 1 verse 11. 3rd book of John chapter 1. Yeah, Kenya me asem. Nya nansi sam nem kwase asem. E Kenya me sam. Hachiri nya me ma. Unti ni yepa. Uliko.
But the 3rd John 11.
Let me say this to the gospel musicians. Number one, when you are from Adolfo, was a monsha bonne insia. Munamu amotu nyomo, mubeshi asofu bibri, bibri ya kushifu, and you have bonne insia.
But you say, unsha. Namu nemo mo papa nsua.
Hwe papa nsua.
De oyɛ papa ne firi nyankopɔ.
Obia oyɛ papa no ofiri nyankopɔ.
Na de oyɛ bɔne no nhu no
nyankopɔ. Obia oyɛ bɔne onya nhu nyankopɔ. Read English. Let's work. King kind in term.
But 11. Dear friend, don't let this bad example. This bad example influence you.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Cut.
Follow only what is good.
Follow only what is good.
Remember that those who do good prove that they are God's children.
I like this. Read it.
Dear friend, don't let this bad example influence you.
Don't let bad influence.
Bad example.
Bad example influence you.
Follow only what is good.
Follow only that which is good.
Remember that those
who do good
prove that they are God's children.
Prove that they are God's children.
And those who do evil prove that they do not know God.
Wow. Those who do evil, they prove that they don't know God. So they can be in church, they can hold positions, they can have gifts. And let me tell everybody that is gifted, because we are all enormously gifted. I want you to tell you that you don't weigh your spirituality and your intimacy with the Christ with a gift. Because the gifts of God are without repentance. Therefore, rather we should be looking at your fruits, your character, your conduct, your attitude. That is what we should look at. As I'm preaching, you shouldn't look at how good I am in the pulpit and in my delivery. You should look at my life, my marriage. Dear, Willie, when you go pon nipa or can and want some with Timothy, and woman edikan itra yemiensa person will come, because one of the things that holds a real man of God in gravity is their home. Their home. King Ibro Fungwa. Their home. I'm telling you, if a man cannot take care of his own house, how can he take care? And when sometimes you are rebuking some of this misbehavior and sin, you can get other colleague men of God, women of God. So amonso kanwo, amonso yebio, said Dio, and they say things like, you are not in his shoes. And so you are not in his shoes. Shukranwa! And yes, Shukranwa! Oh, Pemobonia, dear Nyansi, who knows you are not in one shoes. Tinia Bokokono, Yonghui, in one here, say. We are seeing for our show to Yonghui.
The head and the leaders in the church.
Leaders in the church.
This is trustworthy saying.
Read.
If someone aspires to be an elder.
If someone aspires to be an elder.
He desires an honorable position.
He desires an honorable position.
So an elder must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife.
Two.
He must exercise self-control. Live wisely.
Or say he must be faithful to
his wife.
Two. Ewo ma san safo awon ayase ehia o me na mka chira.
He must exercise self control. Live wisely.
See, he must exercise the
self control.
Self control. Tie mfanye adwuma. Read.
Live wisely.
Kuh.
And have a good reputation.
He must have a good reputation.
He must enjoy having guests in his home.
Tie.
And he must be able to teach.
Kuh.
He must not be a heavy drinker.
Tie.
Or be violent.
Kuh.
He must be gentle, not quarrelsome. And not love money. He must manage his own family well. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect.
Having children who respect. Not ye number four. Not ye number four. Not people ni shelio. Jemen ni shelio. Oh papa I'm preaching. E shiany mosanele. Nyawu nya inshele. Yeah, me and Bongo, baby. Praise the name of the Lord. Kind harvest, you know. If
he must manage his own family well,
read.
Having children who respect and obey him.
Two.
For if a man cannot manage his own
if home, a man cannot manage his own home well,
how can he take care of God's church?
How can he take care of God's church? Yeah. Read.
An elder must not be a new believer, because he might become proud and the devil will cause him to fall.
Stand to your feet, clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.